Welcome to the MISQE podcast series. In this podcast, we summarize the article titled Robotic Process Automation at Telefonica O2 by Mary Lassity and Leslie Wilcox. Robotic Process Automation, or RPA, is a new breed of process automation software. In RPA parlance, a robot is equivalent to one software license. RPA is used to automate the work previously done by people in so-called swivel chair processes, where a human sits in a swivel chair at a workstation and takes in work from many electronic inputs. O2, a UK mobile telecoms operator, is an early adopter of RPA. This case shows that RPA can deliver faster and more accurate performance of routine back-office processes and annual returns on investment of up to 200%. However, some CIOs and IT people believe that business process management, or BPM, can do everything that RPA can do, but there are two essential differences between RPA and BPM. The first difference is that RPA is relatively easy to configure. Business operations people with process and subject matter expertise, but with no programming experience, can be trained to automate processes in just a few weeks. In contrast, BPM solutions require coding expertise. The second difference is that RPA is lightweight. Lightweight IT is front-end, commercially available software that supports processes and can be adopted largely outside the control of the IT department. RPA technology sits on top of existing systems and does not interact with business logic or data access layers. In contrast, BPM solutions interact with those layers. RPA does not replace BPM, but rather complements it. Each is suited to automating different types of processes. As of April 2015, O2 deployed over 160 robots, for example, RPA software licenses, that process between 400,000 and 500,000 transactions each month, yielding a three-year return on investment of between 650% and 800%. Five action principles have been derived from the O2 case. 1. Test RPA capabilities with a controlled experiment. O2 carried small-scale pilots to test the technical viability and financial value of the RPA product. 2. Develop criteria for determining which processes can be automated. Criteria similar to those used to determine processes are suitable for moving to shared services and outsourcing can also be applied for RPA. 3. Bring IT on board early. IT ensures that the infrastructure is optimized and the software complies with security, auditability, and change management policies. 4. Communicate the intended effect on jobs during the proof of concept stage. O2 promised that RPA would not result in layoffs. Instead, workers were redeployed to more interesting work. 5. Exploit new automation sourcing options. RPA users now have multiple sourcing options such as insourcing, outsourcing, and cloud sourcing, among other combinations. In conclusion, CIOs and other IT professionals have a key role to play in assessing and supporting robotic process automation. The full article is published in the March 2016 issue of MIS Quarterly Executive, available online at misqe.org. SIM members have free access through the SIM website.